Hello and welcome to a new installment of Brownstone Yoga. This class is going to be a flow sequence. I'll tell you how long it is when I finish it. So let's begin in downward facing dog today. So take your dog, hands a little wider than your shoulders, spread your fingers, set the foundation with your hands. Push the hands down and forward, lengthen the arms, reach up and back through the hips, and do your little doggy dance to begin. So maybe the hips are swaying side to side. You're getting acquainted with the back of each leg. And eventually, bring your legs to relative stillness and begin to focus in on your breathing. Slow and deepen your breath. And in these poses where both hands and feet are on the earth, I like to think of creating a circuit of energy between earth and body. So as you inhale, you might imagine drawing from the earth, pulling up through the hands and maybe even up through the feet. And then as you exhale, extending, expanding from the body and reaching that energy back down to the earth. Three more breaths here. Notice your body in this shape. What are you feeling? Where are you feeling? And how might you adjust your posture to so that your posture reflects your experience at this moment? And then with the next inhale, lift the right leg straight up and back, three-legged dog. Lift to the top of your mat and lunge your right foot forward between the hands. If you have blocks and would like to use them, you might place them on either side of the front foot for this low lunge. Right knee bent at a 90-degree angle over the right ankle, left inner thigh lifted, heart shines forward, collarbones broad. So in this flow sequence today, we're going to kind of build the shapes. So this will be our first shape in a series of postures. And as you exhale, now send the right hip back, straighten the right leg, keep the base of the right big toe on the floor, and then hop the left heel forward, maybe 4 to 6 inches. Turn the left toes out at an angle so you can ground the left heel. Wrap the left outer hip forward, draw the right outer hip back, tone the quad muscles on the right leg to lift into the kneecap. So instead of locking out the front knee, keep a very tiny bend, or maybe not so tiny bend, in the right leg. Extend the chin and chest forward, and if you'd like, fold over the right leg. Fingertips can be on the floor, or you can walk those blocks forward if you have them, and rest the hands on the blocks. Round the spine. With the next inhale, once again, bend the right knee. If you have the blocks, place them off to the side. Plant the hands on either side of the front foot. Send the right leg back into a plank position, like the top of a push-up. Inhale in your plank, and exhale, lower down, either knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Inhale, curl up, upward dog or cobra pose, and then exhale back, downward facing dog. So that is our flow. Option for knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Option for up dog or cobra. And option always to
skip the flow altogether and just meet back in downward facing dog when that is offered. With your next inhale, left leg lifts. Three-legged dog, lift the top of the mat, and then lunge your left foot forward between your hands. Hands frame the front foot, either on the mat or on your blocks. Set up with your lunge on the second side. Right inner thigh lifts, straighten the right leg, collarbones shine forward. Again, we're going to be coming through this pose several times. This is just the first pass on the left side. And we're going to transition back into that pyramid pose. Left leg straight, ground through the base of the left big toe, lift into the left kneecap, maybe a micro bend or not so micro bend in the left knee. Right foot might hop forward to get the right heel down. Right toes at a slight angle. Chin and chest forward, draw the left outer hip back, and then as you exhale, round the spine, tucking the chin to the chest, angling the forehead towards the left knee. If you have the blocks, you might walk them forward to rest the hands either on the mat, on the floor, or on the blocks. Think about the right waistline drawing towards the left inner thigh as the left outer hip pulls towards the back of the room. Right inner thigh spiraling back, so inner thigh moves back and then draws out to the right. Okay, next inhale, bend the right knee, frame the front foot, blocks off to the side if you have them. Inhale, plank. Exhale, flow or no, knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Inhale, up dog or cobra, and exhale, everyone meet back in downward facing dog. Let's do three breaths here, in and out. Think about it, drawing a bigger breath in. And more complete breath out. Last biggest breath. Exhale, press out through the hands, reach down through the heels. Inhale, right leg lifts. And look to the top of the mat, lunge the right foot forward between the hands. Second pass through our first side of the lunge. This time we're going to revolve the lunge, left palm to a block or the floor. Sweep the right arm to the sky, keeping the legs as they were. Stack the shoulders, keep the left inner thigh lifted, wrapping the right ribs towards the right, the left ribs towards the right inner thigh, right outer ribs towards the wall that your back is now facing. Look up as you reach up. You might even curl your left ribs towards the sky. Wrap your right ribs towards the floor. Open up the chest as though you are embracing the entire sky. And then right hand back to frame the right foot. Left heel hops forward. Straighten the right leg into your half pyramid pose. We're not folding over the right leg this time. Left hand to the inside of the left foot or to a block at the inside of the left foot. Right hand to the right hip. Gently draw the right outer hip back. Extend the crown of the head forward. And then we're going to revolve again. Left ribs towards the right wall. Try to stack the shoulders. Right on top of left. Right outer hip pulling back. Micro bend in the front knee as you ground through the base of the left big toe. Maybe the right arm goes up, maybe the gaze goes up in this revolved triangle pose. Challenge for the balance here. If you're really feeling bendy and awake already in your practice, the left hand can come to the left foot or even the outside of the right foot. One more big breath here. And as you exhale, hands frame the front foot,
Send the right leg back, flow or no. Knees, chest, chin, chaturanga. Up dog or cobra. And with the exhale, meet back in downward facing dog. And we'll do the second side immediately. Left leg lifts with your inhale. Left leg lunges with the exhale. Let's open up into our revolve-shaped right hand to the block or the floor. Inhale, left leg, or left arm lifts. Stack the shoulders, open the chest, keep the legs as they were. Right inner thigh lifting, right heel reaching back. Deep lunge in the left knee, knee over the ankle. And again, if you'd like, revolve to open. Right ribs towards the ceiling, left outer ribs towards the floor. Open up the arms, open up the chest as though you're going to embrace the entire sky. And then look down, hand down, straighten the left leg. Hop the right foot forward, right toes point towards the top right corner of the mat. Right hand on a block or on the mat at the inside of the left foot to begin. Left outer hip draws back, crown of the head reaches forward. And then begin to revolve. Take the left hand to the left hip as the right ribs wrap towards the left. Left shoulder attempts to stack on top of right, moving into this revolved triangle pose. Left arm maybe reaches up. Gaze might follow the reach of the left fingertips towards the sky. Think about spiraling around the central channel of your spine, and think about the longer the spine, the more space you have to revolve. So lengthen back through the tailbone, extend forward through the crown of the head. Again, establish balance here. Right outer hip wrapping forward, left outer hip wrapping back, grounding through the base of the left big toe, trying to get that right heel back down towards the floor if it's popped up like mine. And then option to go deeper with the right hand to the foot or the outside of the left foot. Okay, look down, hand down, frame the front foot, press back, plank, inhale and plank, exhale, do your flow or no, meet back, downward facing dog. And guess what? We're going to do all that again and add some more to it. Inhale, right leg lifts, look to the top of the mat, exhale, right foot lunges between the hands. Left hand plants, inhale, right arm reaches up. Exhale, right hand back to frame the front foot. Straighten the right leg, step the left foot forward, heel to the floor, lengthen the spine forward, pull the right outer hip back, and then plant the left hand to the inside on top of or the outside of the right foot on the mat or the block as the right arm sweeps towards the ceiling. I'm not sure I gave you the right orientation of hands there. Left hand is on the floor, right arm is towards the ceiling, revolve triangle. And then exhale, right hand down to the floor to frame the front foot. Listen here. Draw the left knee to the outside of the right heel. Sitting down on the floor, left heel to the outside of the right hip. This is called, we're setting up for half Lord of Fishes pose, if you're familiar with it. If you could see me now, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Right heel to the outside of the left knee is pointing forward. Again, you're sitting on both hips. Left arm reaches towards the sky, lift and lengthen the spine, and then exhale. Either wrap or hook your left elbow around the right knee or to the outside of the right knee. So we're coming again into this revolved shape. Left ribs shift right, right ribs wrap around. Shoulders are broad. Spine is tall, neck is long. Gaze goes over the right shoulder. Chin parallel to the floor. And breathe here. This is our first time in the shape, so we'll take a little bit more time here. Soften the jaw. Stay rooted through the hips. Experience the breath in the shape. One more. Inhale, grow even taller, expand in all directions. And then as you exhale, come back through center and take a counter twist. Now we're going to bring the left shin so it is parallel with the hip. So that's going to mean shimmying the left heel away from the right hip. And then we're going to stack the right shin on top of the left, setting up for fire logs or Agni Stambhasana. So shins are stacked, feet are flexed. Get both sit bones on the floor. You might do some manual maneuvering of this, the flesh of the buttocks back and apart. Stand, sit tall, lengthen up through the crown of the head. And then as you exhale, fold forward. We're kind of moving around the room, so I'm going to turn to face the microphone again so that you can hear me better. Root down through the sits bones. Lengthen the front of the torso. So extend the heart forward, extend the chin forward, reach the arms forward, and then you can tilt the chin towards the chest, orient the forehead towards the floor. So we'll be here for several breaths and consider that this is a pose that might grow over time. So your boundary for this shape might be reached slowly. Okay, one more big breath here. Awareness in the back body. One more complete exhale, surrender. And then start to walk yourself back up if you've folded forward. We're going to transition into Go Mukhasana. So draw the right ankle towards the left hip. Draw the left ankle towards the right hip, stacking the knees as they point forward. So this is maybe a little different than traditional Go Mukhasana legs. If you want to try sitting on the feet and pointing them back, you may. I'm not doing that myself. Okay, so right knee is pointed forward. And, right knee is on top, and that means that the left arm is going to reach towards the ceiling. So reach the left fingertips towards the sky and then bend the left elbow to tap the base of the neck. Right arm extends out to the right side of the body. Palm faces the back of the room and then bend the right elbow, reach for the fingertips. If you can't reach fingertips, you might grab your shirt behind you. If you have a strap or a towel handy, you might use that as an arm extender. So I've practiced this pose a long time, and I've always resisted the instruction to fold forward. But today I thought, let's see what that feels like. So if you're like me and have not folded forward in this pose very often, you might try it today. So keep the sits bones grounded. Keep the front of the torso long and then start to extend the chest forward, angle the upper body over the thighs. Keep that grip either on the hands or on the shirt or on the strap. Left elbow extending up, right shoulder blade hugging to the back of the heart. You might tilt the chin to the chest, release the forehead towards the earth, and even to the knee if that's accessible. Okay, a couple more breaths here. And then with an inhale, draw back, lift up. If you're down, unhook the arms, and we're going to try something a little goofy with the legs. So ground the right foot down,
We're going to turn the upper body to the inside of the right foot, plant the hands down. Shift weight onto the right foot, push into the right foot, lift the hips, and then we're going to turn around so that the feet are wide. And you're going to be turned, I don't even know which way you're facing anymore. It doesn't really matter. I'm just trying to face the microphone. So your feet are wide. You're kind of halfway folded forward again, or already. So we're going to fold all the way forward. So root through the feet, lift through the kneecaps, lift the hips high, extend the torso long once again, and then fold forward. So this might be familiar to many of you, this wide-legged forward fold. The feet might be a little narrower than you're used to. If so, you might take them wider. Let's interlace the fingers behind the back today. Reach the knuckles towards the ceiling, shrug the shoulder blades together behind the heart, draw the shoulders away from the ears, and then release the arms down, 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 down towards the earth. Letting the head extend, the neck extend towards the floor. And if you'd like and you have a prop that you can put underneath your head, you can create that connection between your head and a ground. But wherever you're at, whatever pose you've found yourself in, return to your breath and return to sensation. And one thing I'm trying to remember and to remind about in my practice and in my teaching is this opportunity for the practice to be a joyful or enjoyable experience. So I don't know if you come to your practice thinking, oh, this is going to feel so good. Maybe you already do. If you don't already think that when you're coming onto your yoga mat, consider that there might be moments in the practice where you think, oh, wow, this feels really good. And in finding those moments, recognizing those moments, you might start to feel those moments happen more often. So as on the mat, as is in life. So that's something I'm always trying to practice in my life, is recognizing those sweet, joyful moments, because they're not always happening at the times you plan them. Sometimes they're just happening at random intervals, and I certainly don't want to miss when they're happening. Okay, release the hands. Fingertips back to the floor. Lengthen the spine, hands to the hips, elbows point to the sky, lift up. And then we're going to, instead of flowing, we're just going to go straight to the second side. So turn your left toes out, lift your right heel to the sky, frame the left foot with both hands. Wow, that was kind of a trippy transition. So if you are feeling what I'm feeling right now, that was kind of a bit of a head rush. So get reacquainted with your lunge. This is where it all began. And then from here, we're going to revolve. Right palm to the floor, left arm sweeps up. Inhale, exhale, left hand frames the front foot. Turn your right heel in, right toes point towards the right corner of the mat, left leg extends. Inhale, left arm up, revolve triangle. And then exhale, hand down, bring the right knee to the outside of the left heel, sit down. Let right arm extends up this time, and then as you exhale, hook or wrap the right elbow around the left knee. Coming into our twist, ground through the hips, lift and lengthen along the spine, broaden across the collarbones. Eventually the head might complete this revolved shape, chin parallel to the floor and gaze going back over that left shoulder.
And do you remember what's coming next? Fortunately, I do. I wrote it all down. Inhale, come back through center. Take your counter twist. And now we're going to do that fire logs, Agni Stambhasana, second side. This time, right shin is on the bottom, parallel with the hips. Left shin stacks on top. Left ankle on top of right knee. Left knee hovering or stacked on top of the right ankle. Flex the feet, ground the hips, lengthen the spine, lift through the heart space, and then hinge at the hips. Extend the chest forward. Hands might walk forward out in front of you. And just like I reminded you on the first side, this might be a shape that you move into pretty gradually with breath and time. Okay, one more breath here. Big inhale. Breathe the back body. Complete exhale. Surrender to the earth. Head, heart, hips. Begin to walk yourself back up, and we're going to do the Gomukhasana variation. So draw the left knee towards center, bringing the left ankle to the outside of the right hip. Draw the right ankle towards the left outer hip, stacking the knees. I'm going to have the feet flexed, but there's a more traditional, it's the Iyengar tradition, which I'm looking at in a book to make sure I'm getting the arms and legs right in this pose. Iyengar has his toes pointed back, and he's more seated on his heels, if you want to try that. Okay, right arm extends up, left arm extends out to the left. Left palm faces back, bend the left elbow. Right elbow bends towards the ceiling and reach back for the fingertips. Grab the shirt or belt substitute back there. So get a grip. Right elbow up, left shoulder on the back. Stay rooted through the sits bones, and if you're like me and you want to try folding forward, lengthen along the front of the torso, and then once you've folded, you might tuck the chin, release the forehead towards or to the knee. One more round of in and ex. And then when you're ready, inhale to come out of your fold. If you're folded, release the grip of your hands. Okay, this time we're going to turn towards the left, inside of the left foot. Bring the left foot to the floor. Lift the right knee up. And then we're going to take that forward fold again. So this time, you can either switch the grip of your hands, extend the knuckles towards the ceiling, and then do that same one we did the first round. Or if you have it in your practice, you might take a tripod headstand or a not tripod headstand. This is your chance for that inversion. Or, you know, you're on your own here. You're no one to tell you you're not doing it right. So take any form of this wide-legged forward fold that suits you at this moment. Let's say we'll be here for another minute. Okay, last round of breath here. And release a bind if you have one. Walk your hands back below your shoulders. Place your left palm directly below your face. Take your right hand to your low back as though you're setting a glass of water on your low back. Don't spill the water as you begin to revolve your left ribs towards the right. Again, stack the shoulders. Push the thigh bones back. Lengthen back through the tailbone. Extend forward through the crown of the head. And if you feel that your water glass is still upright, you might extend the right arm towards the ceiling into this revolved wide-legged forward fold. Maybe gaze follows the right fingertips towards the sky. And then right hand down, second side. Right hand below the face. Extend the crown of the head forward. Press the thigh bones back. Place the glass of water with the left hand on the low back. And then revolve right to left. Stack left shoulder on top of right. Keep the crown of the head extending straight forward. So we're not leaning or bending to the left. We're just revolving around that central channel of the spine. Maybe left arm goes up. Maybe gaze goes up. And left hand down to the floor. Okay, we're gonna transition into Skandasana, or it's kind of a side squat. So we're gonna turn the right toes out at about a 45 degree angle, and then we're gonna bend the right knee, sink the right hip towards the right heel, and extend the left leg straight. If you have a block or blocks, you might like to ground your bottom on them or not. Right arm to the inside of the right thigh. Bring the palms together at the heart center. Widen out through the elbows. Lengthen the tailbone down as you lift the thumb. Lift the sternum into the thumbs. Try to lift and lengthen the spine. And we'll do this on the second side. Fingertips to the floor. Ground the left foot as you lift your hips up and over and down to the left. Right toes can point towards the ceiling, right leg straight. Lengthen the tailbone down, left arm to the inside of the left thigh. Palms together at heart center. Lift the sternum to the thumbs, lengthen the tailbone towards the floor, crown of the head reaches skyward, and again, you might use some propage underneath the hips if you are having difficulty balancing. Okay, we're going to transition out of this Skandasana pose and into a boat pose. So take your bottom to the mat, wrap your hands behind your thighs with your feet on the floor in front of you, lean your upper body back, broaden your collarbones, and then lift your shins parallel to the floor to start. Press your palms into your thighs into your palms, and then take your arms out along the sides of your legs, palms turn to face up. Either keep your knees bent or start to straighten your legs. Here's where we're gonna do something kind of goofy that you may or may not have tried before. Take your hands to the back of your calves. Yes, I said calves. Walk your hands towards your heels. Grabbing the right heel with the right hand, left heel with the left hand. Grasp the heels, and if you have that, try to straighten the legs, staying balanced on your booty. Lengthen up through the heels, draw the belly towards the thighs, chest towards the ankles. It's not gonna get there. Chest towards the ankles, not to the ankles. And then, the expression of this pose that I'm familiar with is to take the face to the shins. So personally, if you could see me now, I'm not doing that.
But if you'd like to try it, go ahead. So this is just like maybe something you've never tried before, maybe something that feels a little silly, and allow a little silliness in your practice. I think it's good for us to not succeed at everything we try, especially the first time. I don't know, that's just me. Okay, release the feet back to the floor. Sit up, extend the arms towards the ceiling, look up, reach up, and now we're gonna start to curl back. So tuck the tailbone towards the heels, articulate the low back to the floor, round, 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 low back, middle back, upper back. Easier said than done, right? Head down. Extend the arm, the legs straight, fingertips pointing towards the ceiling. Curl the head, neck, and shoulders up so the fingertips point towards the toes. And then lift the heels into a low boat. Okay, hold. You might be shaken for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Slowly lower back down. Bend the knees, heels in towards the hips, lengthen the tailbone. Extend the legs skyward. Interlace your fingers behind your head. Inhale, scoop the tailbone up away from the floor, reach your heels towards the ceiling, and then exhale, right leg down to a hover, and then draw the right elbow to the outside of the left thigh. Inhale, back through center, scoop the tailbone, exhale, left leg down to a hover, left elbow to the outside of the right knee. Inhale, center, scoop. Exhale, right leg down, twist left. Inhale, center, scoop. Exhale, left leg down, twist to the right. Inhale, center, scoop. Exhale, right leg. Inhale, center, scoop. Exhale, left leg. Keep going. Don't forget that scoop. For 5, 4, 3, 2, and on 1, make sure you're ending with a twist to the left. And then keep the legs lifted. Press the palms into the thighs. Press the thighs into the palms with the legs lifted at a 90-degree angle. You can relax that head back down. Push up through the feet. Push, 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 push the hands into the thighs. Thighs into the hands. Lengthen through the low back. For 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Release the hands. Release the feet back to the floor. And again, the microphone's gotten a little far away from where my face is. Hopefully you can still hear me. This is going to feel so good after all that core work. Pull your heels into the hips, arms along your sides. Feet are hip-width distance. Push the feet down. Lift the hips up into our little baby bridge pose. Ah, doesn't that feel nice? Lengthening the spine. Lengthening the front of the belly. Lengthening the front of the thighs. And then release the hips back down. And this time a little bigger. Push the feet down, lift the hips up, interlace the fingers behind the back. Tuck the shoulder blades one at a time underneath the chest, maybe once, maybe twice. Maybe you just really want to get those shoulders tucked and you do it a third time. Inner thighs down, outer hips lift, lengthen through the tailbone, lengthen through the knees as the heart curls towards the chin. I was thinking when I was practicing this earlier about an instruction I once heard to keep the buttocks like soft but firm, like ripe mangoes. Do I agree with that? Do I agree with that instruction? It sure is vivid imagery. Lower the hips, untuck the shoulders. I'm going to say today, if you'd like, between back bends, just go ahead and extend those legs straight. Arms can be at your sides, or if you are like me, you like to put the hands on the chest and the belly.
Be here now. Okay, I invite you to do another back bend. Interlace the fingers or tuck the hands underneath the heels, palms face up, or try to grab those ankles. For me, with my physical proportions, when I grab the outsides of the ankles, that means my heels and hips are already up in this pose. That's okay, because we are going to start to tuck the shoulder blades and shimmy the heels back down. So if you are in this bound bridge, then you'll notice the base of the pose is narrower. That means the arch of the bridge needs to be higher. Wherever you're at, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to notice. Don't forget to let enjoy. When you're ready, hips down. If you have the bind, release the bind. Lengthen the back body, and again, today I'm going to instruct that the legs extend. And to be honest, let's be honest here, that was the last back bend for this practice. But let's let it land. Okay, bend your knees again, feet on the floor. Flex your right foot, hook your right ankle over your left thigh, and slowly draw the left thigh in towards your chest. Interlace your fingers behind your left thigh or in front of your left shin, bringing the right shin closer towards the chest and parallel. Maybe shift the hips a little side to side. And I think that, I was in a class the other day and the instructor said, tip the shape over to the left. And I thought that was probably the best way to tilt the pose. So maybe try tilting the pose, rolling a little slightly to the outside of the left hip, to intensify that sensation in the right hip. Widen the right knee away. And if you are like me at this point in the practice, your brain might be saying, okay, we're winding down. What's next? What do I do after they let me off this mat? And if you're at home, it can be especially hard to stick with it. But take the challenge of staying with the practice, even when the practice is winding down. Okay, we're going to unlace the fingers around the left thigh or shin, and we're going to guide the right foot down to the floor on the left side. I like to grip the right ankle here with the left hand and roll the right shoulder back to the floor. Right knee is pointing towards the ceiling, and then you can kind of widen the right knee away from the face. Sole of the right foot is on the floor.
And you can stay here, or if you like, walk the left hand to the outside of the right foot, and then extend the right leg out to the left. Hopefully that instruction made sense. So it's similar to what we often do in a Supta Padang Gustasana series or Hand to Big Toe series, lying on our backs, where first we take the leg up, then we take the leg out, and then we take the leg over. So this is the over shape. Okay, wherever you're at, guide your legs back to center, feet back to the floor, recenter the hips, left foot flexes, left ankle over the right thigh, and then draw the right thigh in towards the chest. Interlacing the fingers behind the thigh or in front of the shin, drawing the left shin parallel with the chest. And then again, maybe the hips shift a little side to side. Again, maybe the best maybe the best modification it feels is, sorry, if I was better editing audio, I would cut that part out. Angle the hips over to the right. If you have the bind around the right thigh or shin, let it go. Guide the left foot down to the floor, over to the right. Grab the left ankle if you'd like with the right hand. Right shoulder back towards the floor so the chest is turned up to the sky. Wind the left knee away from the face. Choose to stay here, draw the left knee slightly back towards the face. Grab the outside of the left foot with the right hand. And I just kicked the microphone over as I extended the right leg out, or the left leg out to the right. So if you'd like to take that modification, do or don't. Left shoulder back to the floor. Okay, release the right hand from the left foot. Draw the knees back towards center. And let's give ourselves a big hug. Draw the knees into the chest. Wrap your arms around the fronts of your legs. Grab opposite forearms, elbows, chin to chest, forehead towards the knees. Squeeze the legs round the spine. Less of the back body on the floor. Get into a smaller space, a tighter space, a more dense mass, and then let it go. Extend out through the legs, down through the arms, tuck the shoulders underneath the chest. Move, transition into your Savasana. Really invite yourself into this time and space.
So really, this is probably your most challenging and best opportunity to experience that joy in your practice. Better word would be peace. Cultivate a sense of presence. Cultivate a sense of the word I'm looking for is contentment. You are right here, right now, exactly where you need to be. With nothing that needs to be done. With your next breath, invite more air into the lungs, expand the chest. As you exhale, send a ripple of movement through the fingers and toes. Bend the knees, one at a time. Extend your right arm along your right ear and roll onto your right side, transitioning from our corpse pose into this fetal position. As you're ready, press your way up. Take a seat. Hands together at heart center. Join me if you'd like. Exhale and inhale for all. Thank you for joining me for this practice. The light in me bows to the light in you, wherever and whenever you are. Namaste.